Well, your son's speaking, son.
So, is your son speaking?
Not her.
Well, say good morning. Our limud of Hilchas Lashon Hara before Torah way is Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla as well as Refuah Shleima Bekorov. So the first halacha in Mishnah Berurah is kimat the same as the last halacha that we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah is always emphasizing the same point. And the same point is that the fact that it is true makes it Lashon Hara. Okay, a lot of people think he says, there's a common misconception that because it's true it isn't Lashon Hara. And he says that's not true. He says that's not correct. He said that's not correct. He said if it's true it's Lashon Hara, and if it's not true, or it's embellished, or it's exaggerated, or the facts are altered, then it becomes Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is when it's not true, and Lashon Hara is where it's true. He says, what's the logic behind it? He says, very simple. Very simple. He says, supposing that you've got a skeleton in your cupboard. Yeah? Supposing you've got, Chvais Rachman Litzlon, a brother who's in prison as a serial rapist. Yeah? Would you go around telling everybody about it? Would you go around telling him, I've got a brother and he's in prison, they convicted him of who knows what, yeah? Twice, you know, there can be all sorts of situations of skeletons in the cupboard, things about you or about your family that you would prefer that people don't know. Right? Now, when you go along, so you could say, yeah, sure, I go around, I tell everybody about my brother, about my uncle, about the guy who's in prison, the guy who did this, avera, but I did this one, I've got a cousin who's a Mechallel Shabbos, and I've got a this, that, and the other, yeah? You don't tell those stories because you don't like people to hear bad things, but they're true. You say, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. It's true. I tell everybody, the whole world, because it's true. The answer is, it's true, but it's Lashon Hara. It is bad news. It is things which are derogatory about people. And therefore, even when they are true, we don't want to other people to know about it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore, that's the halacha of Lashon Hara. That's what the Rabbeinu Shem didn't want, because it's the lowest madrega. As we learned in the Chofetz Chaim towards the end, the lowest madrega of a holachto bidrochov, the lowest madrega of being like the Rabbeinu Shlom, is to walk around saying derogatory things about other people. The Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't want that. That's a pure bad midah. Says the Rabbeinu Shlom that if the same way that you wouldn't like it if people were doing that about you, Hu Adin, you mustn't speak about other people. And if it's true, it's still Lashon Hara. Adarabah, it is Lashon Hara because it's true. If it's not true, it's a different halach of Moshe Shemra, which is even worse. And if there are consequences, in other words, you're not just telling a story, I happen to have a brother who's in prison, and my brother's not in prison. But you know, say I happen to have a brother who thing, or I've got a family who did this, or I've got a relative who did this, or this, that, and the other. Yeah? If that could be just information, so that's Lashon Hara. But if you start saying bad things about somebody which has consequences, he sells beds, but his beds are rubbish. Yeah, mm-hmm. Or something like that. Yeah, even if it's true, yeah, it becomes rechilus. Right, rechilus is where there's a consequence, where somebody else is going to lose out as a result. He's going to lose his reputation. He's going to lose his panosa. He's going to lose his business. He's going to lose his position in shul. He's going to lose his position as a teacher. Whatever it is. So basically, those are the three categories. This is halacha one of the Chofetz Chaim. When we start the new machzor, which is that Lashon Hara is true, Moitzi Shemra is a lie, and Rechilus is Lashon Hara, which has consequences.
Wednesday, Yudday, Adar Rishon, 21st of February. Rabbi Tzvi Hyman, Slito, Simcha on Purim Kotel. This week's Torah was sponsored by family DeLang in honor of their grandson, Moishi Shlach, Mary Yoya, Shehiyah, Leol Hamitzvah, Losse, Shevach, Leodor, Hashem Yisbora, this coming Shabbos, Pashas, Sabe. Belizchus, Hashavun, Vahayalim, Vahamil, Chamon, Shirach, Shirul, Vahayim, Vahayim, Vahayim,
Danish.
nice reunion.
Tomorrow night's Purim Cotton, and I'm sure you would like to know if there's an Indian to be happy, special. Is it a special day, or is it just like there's a Chodesh Shvat, so there's another month of adoration. So let's see, according to what we see in the Mishnah and the Gemara. There's a Mishnah that you all know in Megillah. Koru is a Megillah, Badarishan. They, Klal Yisrael, did Mikra Megillah in the first Adar. V'nis'abra Ashona, then Chazal decided to make it Ebeyo. What's the halacha? They already read the Megillah. What is the halacha? Do they read the Megillah again Adasheni or the Yotza? So the Mishnah says, Koin Oysa Badasheni. You have to read the Megillah again. You're not Yotza what you read in Adar Rishon. You have to read again in Adar Sheni. The Mishnah carries on. Ein bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni ela Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Levyonim. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Only Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Levyonim. We all know there's four mitzvahs on Purim. There's Mishta, Mishloach Manos, Mikra Megillah Matanas Levyonim. The Mishnah seems to imply that if we read the Megillah on Adar Rishon, and then they made a Shona Mu'beret, they made an extra Adar, then we have to read Megillah again, and Huadin Matanas Levyonim, because Adar Rishon, you're not Yotze Mikra Megillah and Matanas Levyonim. We would like to still know what's with the Mishloach Manos and what's with Sudas Purim. That is the Mandoma of the Mishnah. There's a Gemara brings a Braisa. The Braisa brings three Manda Omrim in the same case, same scenario. Koras HaMegillah Badarishon, Isabra Ashona. We have three Manda Omrim. There's a Tanakama who says the reason why we have to read the Megillah again is because Kol Mitzvahs Shenoigas B'Sheni Noigas B'Rishon Chutz Mikra Megillah. Anything which is B'Sheni, the second month, you can't be Yotze. You can be Yotze in the first month. Chutz Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, we have to do again. Then we have another month, the Omar. No, Ein Koin Oisa B'Sheni, there's no reason to read it again. Shono Mu'beres is the main Ador, is Ador Rishon. Then we have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says the opposite. No, you're not Yotze anything. All the mitzvahs of Purim, everything is an Adar Sheni. The Gemara carries on that there's one thing they're in agreement with: Hesped v'Tainis. Somebody lo aleinu is nifta, so in Adar on Purim we don't give a Hesped. We're also not allowed to fast. So what is the aloch and Adar Rishon legabe? If you're allowed to be maspid, somebody lo aleinu is nifta on Yudalit or in Tezvov Adarishon, can we give a Hesped? And also, somebody wants to fast for whatever reason, is he allowed to fast in Adarishon? So that the Tanoim are unanimous, that you can't fast in Adarishon, you can't give a Hesped in Adarishon. So it seems a little bit strange. There's a Machlokes if there's Simcha Bechlal, and Hesped V'Tainis, the Issa Hesped V'Tainis comes from the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Vav Aloch Yud Zayin, says Shivas Yimei Pesach Shmonis Yimei Chag V'Shai Yom Mitoivim Kulam Asurim V'Hesped V'Tainis, and he says Shenema, he finishes off Shenema V'Samachto V'Chagecho. The mitzvah of Simcha is a stira to Hesped V'Tainis. If we are maspid, it makes people sad, and that L'Kula Alma you can't do in Adar Rishon. That seems to be a machlekes. So we need to know, first of all, what is the din of Hesped V'Tainis? Is it so posh that there's an Hesped V'Tainis? So we have three shittas in Rishonim. There's the shittas harif and the oyer zerua. The Hesped V'Tainis on Adar Rishon is only yom yudalit. Tezvov, that's already not Hesped V'Tainis. Even on Adar Sheni, the issa is yudalit in Tezvov. But Adar Rishon is only in yudalit. That's the shitta of the Rif and the Oizerua.
Even
Yishalayim? Yeah, very good question. The another shitta is the shitta known as Shitta Sarambam, but the Rashi and the Smag and the Ran seems to be meduik in their words that they hold the same as the Rambam. The Issa is Yudalet and Tesvov. There's no difference in other Rishon between Yudalet and Tesvov. Yudalet and Tesvov, the Issa has two times. The Rosh says a Mechudish Tekedin. The Mishnah talks about if they read the Megillah, they thought it was Adar, and what happens if they did Shonam Uberes. So the Rosh says, when the Gemara says as Issa Hesped V'Tainas, it implies only in a case where they thought it was Adarishan. They thought the Adarishan, there was only going to be one Adar that year, they read the Megillah, then the Issa Hesped V'Tainas. But on a regular year, if they read by mistake Megillah, if somebody was Nifta, if they want to fast, there's absolutely no problem because Adarishan is like Shvat. Just like in Shvat, there's no Issa Hesped V'Tainas and Yudalet Tesvov. So on Adar Rishon is the same din. When the Gemara says that Veshovin, the Braisa says Veshovin in agreement Le'inyan Hesped V'Tainas, it applies only in a case where they read the Megillah. It was supposed to have been Purim. Now that you read the Megillah, so you can't, you got Issa Hesped V'Tainas. But on a regular year, Adar Rishon is absolutely nothing. That is a Shitas Rosh. We want to see what is the Machlekes Rishonim, what they're arguing about. Now, the Gemara says, what is the Machlekes Atanoim? The Gemara says, why are they arguing? What's it dependent on? Is it Adarishan, Adarishani? What is it based on? So the Gemara says, it says in the Megillah, Lasas Isim Mea Purim Bechol Shono Veshono. So one Mount Omer says, Bechol Shono Veshono, just like every year, Purim is the month after Shvat. So, in Shonom Uberes, when there's Ibiyo, the Purim is just after the month after Shvat. One says no. Just like every year, Purim is the month before Nisan. So what did this year? The month is before Nisan. So the Gemara asks the question, what's in the Pasuk is not Muchach, is not Mashma in the Pasuk either way. Why should one, what's the Machlek? Where do they see in the Pasuk? They both could be right. It says to do like every single year. So the Gemara says another machlekes. The Gemara says there's a machlekes of Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs, which Rashi implies it really means the reason Magdim ala mitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah in front of you, should you do it now or should you do it later? One Mount Omer says the reason Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs, which means the reason Magdim ala mitzvahs, and one Mount Omer says, no, smichas gula legula, it's better to have the chodesh of Purim before the month of Nisan, which is the month of Geula. And Purim, the month before of Gula, should better to be. So we have to understand what's the machlekes. The maskonas haGemara we pass like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Shittas Reb Shimon Gamliel again is that Adar Purim is in Adar Sheni. What's the Halacha, just quickly go to Halacha, in Legaba Hesped V'Tainis, the Rambam brings Shita, the Mechaba in the Shulchan Aruch brings Shita Asa Rambam, that is Issa Hesped V'Tainis B'Yudalad and Tezvav. Then he says, V'yesh Oimrim, that it's Mutar Hesped V'Tainis, which means the Rosh, and the Ramo says, V'Nogu Kesvora Hori Shoino. So there's an Issa Hesped V'Tainis, L'Kula Alma, we're passing Halacha on this. This year, Erev Shabbos. Shabbos anyway is no Hesped V'Tainas. That is the. What's with Avelos? We have a Gemara in Moed Koton, Legabe Avelos. That if a person was Loyalenu was Nifta, and there's a Shail of Avelos, so V'Samachto, Mitzvah Simcha is a stira to Avelos. A person, Avelos, has to be sad. Simcha is you have to be happy. You can't do both of them together. So Mitzvah Asei of V'Samachto is Doicha the. Mitzvah asay the rabbanon pashas one shit is the raisa of a velus. Oh, very good question. We should really start from before that. We should start the rabbanon simcha. Yeah, but that will take an extra 20 minutes and I'm limited.
Ask it the other way around. Who says there's a mitzvah simcha?
Oh, on Purim at all?
Yeah.
The lasis is he may mishtev simcha kimu vekibla Yehudim the Klai Yisrael took on themselves lasis he may mishtev simcha, and we see the simcha of Purim is much more than simcha of Yom Tov. Chazal were machmir. Everyone knows the halacha of chayv inish levesume bepuria ad lo yoda. Says the Meiri, which is a little bit less known, the Meiri and the Bi'alocha brings it lahalocha. Just like with wine is ad lo yoda, with food is also ad lo yoda. The Gemara brings in Megillah and Daf Zayin and Beis. We all know Abaya went to Rosh Kilusa and he ate sick from 60 different pots. 60 different pots. And we learn halachas from there. It's not just a guzma. We learn halacha, tzarech laharbis besudas Purim. There's a lot of things in Purim which you have to be marba much more. If you eat in the dark, you're not yotza. Yom Tov, eat in the dark, you're yotza. Purim, you're not yotza. Huh? This Erev Shabbos. Oh, I didn't say you have to have a suda. Okay, now just divert a bit before we go back to the lomdos of the sugya. What's about the Mishnah says there's no difference between adarishin to adarsheni. Elo mikro megillah matanas levyon you can only be yotzei sheni. What's about the other mitzvahs of mishloach monos and simcha of suda? Tosfos on the place on vav on the base. Tosfos of Masra Belezer brings yesh noegim lasois mishne v'simcha on Purim Katan. Ve'ein inochain, ve'ein tzarech lahachmin. Nothing in it. The smack also says there's no reason to do it. Mikol mokem yarbek tzas besuta. We have to be choishet to the shita who are machmirim. So therefore, the right thing is to do it. The Ran, Shita Saran in the on the Rif says poshut dova and poshut adova roi laharbes besuta. Yud alef, ad alef roi laharbes besuta. Shita Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Taz in Tofresh Sadi Zayin brings that Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, not only he made a suda on Purim Katan, he also invited people, just like we do on Purim Sheni, so he invited, he brought a tzivu, Freilich Zayin. What do we pasken lahalocha? The Beis Yosef and Lishitosei, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, says, Loi Noagu Kain. Achshav, people already, the minig is not to. The Ramah also says, "But mikol mokem, the same as we saw in the smack before that, yarbe ketzas lots of them machmirim. This year Purim erev Shabbos, obviously we can't have a suda after Chatzos. When you have, we celebrate Purim Katan, we don't say Tachnos, so you anyway come back 2 minutes after early after Shacharis. Yeah, yarbe ketzas, have something extra for Purim, have something extra to enjoy Purim Katan. What's the mishloach manos?" So the Ran says, Mishloach Manos is really should be the same as Sudas Purim, but Mishloach Manos is only on the time when you give Matanos Levyonim. Since Matanos Levyonim is on Purim Ado Sheni, why? Because we're always they're connected to Eine, Shel Anim, Nusuis, the Anim, well, those days were Amaratzim, and all they knew is when they read Megillah, they can go around collecting. So Matanos Levyonim will only be the same time as Megillah, says the Ran. Po'adin Mishloach Manos is dependent on Matanos Le'Avyonim. Ksav Sofer, end of Parshas Tetzav, end of this week's Parsha, says that Lefi, the town, the Mishloach Manos is, what's the reason for Mishloach Manos? We're having a Suda, we're parting away, but we want others to join us in, so we send from our Suda, they send to their Suda. Says the Ksav Sofer, anyone who's machmir to make a Suda should also send Mishloach Manos. But we don't pass under the halacha, but, you know, when we can be happy, why not? We can make other people happy, why not? So, let's go to understand the nekuda of the sugya. The Achronim asks the kasha on the Gemara. We said before that the Gemara says, it says a posuk, Lasas oisni mimishte b'chol shono v'shono. Every single year, we have to make a so we have to commemorate what Amalek wanted to do to us. So the Gemara continues that in the Pasuk it's not mashma either way. It could be b'chol shana v'shana, just like every year it's after Shvat, or just like every year. Why the chilek according to the Pasuk? So the Gemara adds on, there's a different machlekes. There's a machlekes, do we do the first mitzvah, the first opportunity, or is it better to wait for smicha geula legula? Ask the Achronim, so why do we need the posuk b'chol shana v'shana? Just argue simply what's better to make it zrizim magdimin in adoration or smicha geula legula in Nisan. Why does it have to be based on a posuk? And then they explain what the machlokes is. Second of all, we want to understand what's the machlekes rishonim legabe mishta v'simcha. So to understand this, I want to give a small hakdama. The famous shaila, a person on Sukkos didn't manage to get the best set of Arba Minim, So he knows that he goes to shul and his friend's got a better set. What is better? He should rather shake Abba Minim straight away and his yotze the mitzvahs, rizim adim le mitzvahs, or wait, have the opportunity to make a better mitzvah. You can't do both, because once you're ready yotze the mitzvah, you can't do hiddur afterwards. The hiddur is to perform the mitzvah in its best way. Once you're yotze the mitzvah, you can't do hiddur afterwards. So what should you do? The Truma Sadeshin talks about Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, the halacha is, and we're in Eretz Yisrael, they're very makpid on it, to try to make it Matzah Shabbos, because then we're all dressed in our Shabbos clothes, we're Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, we feel good, we ate three sudas, we have family time. So what is the halacha? When is it better to make Kiddush Levana? So Truma Sadeshin paskens, the Gaon Lishkolit, the Truma Sadeshin paskens, it's better to wait, push off the mitzvah, and do it in more muhutadik way. Lulav, the Abba Minim Pashtas, it's a machalikis achreinim, but Pashtas, we pass it. No, do. Whatever, it's a machalikis achreinim, let's not go into that. The Maimon Modcha brings a raya to Trumas Adeshen from the Sugi here. What do we see over here? We see here, we've got a choice. When to mekayim the mitzvah? Should we mekayim the mitzvah now in Adoration? Why? Because it's reason madim in the mitzvahs. Or should we wait? And it's more minam movcha for some reason to do it in the month before Geula. Geula smichas Geula legula. Now, that's clear that you can't make Purim in the middle of Shvat because it's reason madim in the mitzvahs. And that's clear you can't make Purim in Erev Shchodesh Pesach. Erev Pesach, because smichas gula legula. It has to be you're doing the mitzvah in the right time. You can't do a mitzvah early because reason magdimin. Reason magdimin is when you mechuyev in the mitzvah, then be mizdarez to then go quickly and do the mitzvah as in the first opportunity that you can be yoitz of the mitzvah. And that's clear also. You got very good in yonim to make smichas gula legula. It's a very important thing, but you can't miss out the mitzvah not to do it in the right time, just in order to be soymet gula legula. So it has to be, if the Maimon Modcha is bringing a raya from this sugya to the poiskim that hold that it's better to wait, the halacha, we pass them, that you got opportunity to do it in Adar Rishon, and then you wait. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you should better to wait because smichas gula legula. So what do we see over here? When you have a mitzvah in front of you, and you have a choice to do it now, or to do it later, and both are the right time, you're catching it in the right time, it's better to do it in a better way, than rather than hurry up and do the mitzvah on the first opportunity. So the Maimon Modcha is saying to us, that really, Adar, Rishon, Sheni are both Adar. There's Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Purim could be on both, but we don't. Let's put it in a moshul that somebody celebrates a Suda Seydor every single year, and on a certain day, and 1 year he's going to be away, so they're pushing off the Suda on for another date, but really, when was the Zeicha of the Nes? The first date, but we have to push it off. So really, the time of Purim, we see by Yotze, people who fast by Yotze, they fast both days if they can. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Purim, Adar is Adar. Adar Rishon is Adar. Adar Sheni is Adar. So the question is only when to put it. So we see from the Maimon Modcha that really both. So what's the Machlekes? So the Machlekes is, lefi that we want to answer the Gemara. The Gemara says, we ask the question, the Achronim asked the question, why do you need Bechol Shona V'Shona? And then to say what the Machlekes is. Just say, one holds Zrizim Magdim Ele Mitzvahs, and one holds, no, it's better to do Mitzvah and Amuvcha. Why do we need Bechol Shona V'Shona? So like we said, Bechol Shona V'Shona is telling us, without the Posuk, you can read Zrizim Magdim Ele Mitzvahs, but you're doing it too early. If now is not the time for it. Zrizim Magdim Ele Mitzvahs is, first you have to have a Posuk to say, now is Be'etzem Purim. And you have a Pasuk, Adar Sheni, now Be'etzem, you could celebrate Purim. And now the question is, Befoya, when to celebrate it? But first we have to be kaveya that it's the right time. So, Let's just look onto this. I want to add on to say what's the machlekes or rishonim about hesped v'tainis. Is there issa hesped v'tainis or there's no issa hesped v'tainis? The rishonim of all is issa hesped v'tainis, even that we paskin that Purim is on Adar Sheni, why would there be issa hesped v'tainis on Adar Rishon? It's because they hold. What do you mean? Zeichel nes. The nes happened, you dalit. We're not mechuyev befoyal. That'll be the machlekes rishonim. You have to have mishta v'simcha. Could be we're not mechuyev befoyal to add on, to increase to our regular simcha, but to be seisa from this simcha, you can't do it. The nes happened today, you have to celebrate. The minimum is not to deflect from our natural simcha. That's what they hold. The Rosh holds no. The Rosh holds there's nothing on other rishon. So what's the machlekes in the Gemara? Machlekes in the Gemara is Chazal. They had to decide when to make to kaveh. What is the right Adar? Is the Adar Rishon or is the Adar Sheni? So they were kaveh when is the right Adar. But once they were kaveh, there's no issa hesped v'tainis in the first one. I would wonder what would be the fida rosh legaba yotzet if you have to fast both days. No, or no, just maybe just the second day. So the maskana we're coming out with is that really. When did Purim happen? It happened in Adar. If there's two Adars, we celebrate both times. Machlekes is just how much to celebrate, how much to add on to the celebration, and that we came out of the halacha that Yarbe, Mishte, Ktsas, do something extra to Zeicher the Nes, be happy, think about the Nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Shmad, they wanted to wipe us out, and Baruch Hashem saved us. The Ramah finishes off Toiv Lev Mishte Tomid. After he brings the Machlekes, if there's Simcha or not, Toiv Lev Mishte Tomid. How does it come into the Ramah? So there's a lot of Pshatim. One Pshat is the Ramah starts of Shvisi Hashem Lenegli Somid. So he finishes Toiv Lev Mishte Tomid. But take it easy, you know? You're allowed to enjoy life. You have to Shvisi Hashem Lenegli Somid. But the Ksav Sofer says, no, he's referring to what he writes now. Thank you. Should he be Machme? Should he be Machme? Don't worry. Toiv Lev Mishte Tomid. Enjoy life. Yes, you'll have to celebrate the mitzvahs. The Taz brings something very interesting. The Taz says, he first brings that the shita that we should be ma'arbe besuda on Adar Rishon. And he says, Kedivrei HaMishnah. Kedivrei HaMishnah. What does he want Kedivrei HaMishnah? Because the Machlekes, the Mishnah, and the Braisa, if there is suda on the first month also. The Mishnah, Loshna Mishnah was, Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Elo Mikra Megillah Matonis Levieni, which you know Yoitza in the first Adar, only in the second Adar. The Braisa was Chaylik. We paskin like the Braisa. There's a Mishnah and the Braisa. So the man the Omrim who hold, you have to be Marbe Besuda, is a deal in the Mishnah. The only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is Mikra Megillah Matonis Levieni, is Mashma Sudas Purim. We do on adoration. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Likutei Divrei Chaim is brought in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch at the back. He's the Talmud of Chasam Sofer. And he explained what the Taz says. The Gemara says, there's a Pasuk in Mishli, Kol Yimei Oni Roim. All the days of an Oni is bad. Oni has a sad life. V'toiv Lev Mishte Tomid. Someone's Toiv Lev is always parting away. So the Gemara says, one pshat, who does the pasuk refer to? Toiv, kol yimei oni roim elu balei talmud. Balei talmud, people who learn Gemara. And everyone knows Gemara, stiras, mishnayas, braises. It's complicated. The person has to work out how to answer this mishnah, but it's a stira to another mishnah. That's balei talmud. So Rashi says, shekosha lilmoid miroiv kushyos v'sugis yeshba. It's hard for him. He's an oni. He's not having a good life. He's trying to work out the sugya, and it's hard for him. Who is the toiv lev mishte tomid ilu bali mishnah? The people, the mishnah, everything is simple and clear. As she says, noach lilmoit. So the Likutei Divrei Chaim says that's pshat in the Taz. The Taz says that why do these people celebrate? Why do these people have a suda? Is because they paskin like the Mishnah. And what does it say? Someone who learns only Mishnah, Toiv Lev Mishte Tomit. Huh? Thank you.